Wake Up with Jim and Sab is exclusively on Spotify.
If you want to start your own podcast, check out anchor.fm.
And if you want to be notified when we have new episodes, click the follow button on Spotify. If I slow down,
welcome to Wake Up with Jim and Sab podcast.
Sprack with that back.
Sprack.
We sprack, we back, we back, we sprack.
Interesting what you want to talk about.
So, we have we haven't done a sprack attack in a while. So for this episode, we're gonna talk about the motorcycle. It's not the motorcycle. The road rage incident between a former cop and an innocent cyclist.
Actually, I haven't seen the video. Apparently, it went viral. So for the benefit of those who haven't seen it,
yeah. But before that,
okay. Labo, getting me all riled up for nothing.
Hindi, kasi what I wanted to do is, in classic sprack attack.
Oh, wait, before that, thank you to everyone who went to Linya Linya Lang
over
the weekend.
Oo nga. So, again, this is a classic...
Bahala na episode.
Bahala na episode, pero parang... It is fresh from Linya Linya Land. Thank you for coming. Lots of pod kids, of course.
Love.
Daming pod kids, that's...
Sobrang saya.
Yeah. So
drained a little bit, but
na-miss ko tuloy yung gumawa ng wake up
event, live event.
Love having all the pod kids together.
Yes,
but may update kami.
Ano?
May big news naman kami. We're gonna have some big stuff coming.
Daming hanash,
but lots of opportunities both for our parental pod kids.
Yeah. Pod kids and their kids.
Pod kids and their kids. Meron na kayong home base. Pod kids na may kids.
And for the pod kids with kids or the pod kids who don't have kids or kids at heart, meron ba kaming isa pang venture?
Sobrang astig nito, guys.
venture.
And we would love, you know us, the best way, if you love us, if you love the pod, you want, we would really appreciate if you support all our shit.
Yeah.
So, ito yung mga shit na nangyayari.
Bullshit!
Number one, I'm launching that new pod.
Yeah.
I have a new pod for anxiety. So, if you have anxiety, if your friends have anxiety, please refer them.
Or if you have no idea how it feels.
If you have anxiety, yeah.
To have anxiety and you want to figure it out, Jim will guide you through it.
So that's happening September. So yun yung hanash for September. Yeah. bit.ly/
Dear Podkids?
No.
I'm sorry.
bit.ly/less anxious.
Yes. Sure ka?
Yes.
Final answer. Okay.
So that's number one.
Meron pang mangyayari sa September for jimandsab.com.
Yes. Kasi magkakaroon ako ng webinar for hanash and wellness. So again, if you've never worked out or you have been working out and you feel like parang hindi mo gets, this is the webinar for you.
Mm. It's where not, to start ba?
Yeah, kasi dami talagang bullshit sa internet. So I actually like this shit, I'm gonna synthesize it.
So what is it gonna be? Like a crash course on where to start? Or like what?
Parang the basics. Just share ko lang yung basics.
Basics
if you want to feel
fitness.
Healthier, if you want to... live longer. These are the basics.
Okay.
Parang ganon. So it's not the guys keto ka ha. Hindi ka keto, wala na.
I'm thinking of a title for it. Health Hanash That Matters.
Yeah. So yun. Pero you can only join the webinar if you join jimandsab.com. It's only 250 pesos. And by giving 250 pesos, you actually help our heroes of the month.
Yes.
So we really, really appreciate it. Last, two more things. Ito yung big news.
Big news.
Big news. We're not pregnant.
It's never gonna be that announcement.
Yeah,
okay?
Please. Oh my. So on November.
You're gonna see it, huh?
Yeah,
why not?
I think so. Why not?
Okay.
It's our pod kids.
It's just for our pod kids.
Yeah. So we are
picked up by Inquirer.net. Jim Bacaro maglo-launch ng bagong venture.
Hindi siya milk tea. It's we are opening the Putty Rock Center.
Yay!
Yeah. So in Shang Mall.
Yes.
The one with may Genos.
Yes.
Same floor as Genos.
And same floor as Heroes Headquarters.
Yeah, we are launching the Putty Rock.
I can't believe it. This has been our dream.
Yeah. We honestly thought, remember we talked about it and we said nga na parang, that would be the dream.
That would
when,
be the
when
dream.
When we were starting the content stuff. So if you don't know, Putty Rock is our YouTube channel where we make our silly songs.
For children, for children. Mostly, but also the adults like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, and we have, you know, it's animation. And so we it was a passion project. And while we were doing it, we were, ano talaga, diba? Parang, grabe, one day. Mm-hmm. One day talaga magkakaroon tayo ng Putty Rock.
We were daydreaming parang, about it.
Now we what we wanted was like a static kidzuna, a non-stimulating.
Non-stimulating, non-overstimulating.
Non-overstimulating.
Sad naman ang non-stimulating.
It's silence. And it's hindi siya ano, hindi siya parang hindi lalabas yung host tapos may
hey guys, welcome to
birthday Neith!
Sobrang last ng mic na talaga. Hello everyone! Nandito po tayo sa birthday! Sorry. I'm so sorry if I screamed in your ear. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so
that was a funny scream though.
Nandito po tayo sa birthday! Ilang taon ka na? Ang labo kung the host just screams.
Pero kasi, anyway, just to
yeah, so we wanted to make a, like a play center that's inclusive, that's just basically a place that we would like to bring our kids to, and we're doing it.
We're doing it. So it's going to be a fun space na we're na very ano yung ano ba, very prominent in music.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the indie rock version of kidzuna.
Hey, youth.
So pretty much tell your friends like, hey, like
stop saying the name of our competitor, Jim.
No, I'm not. You know, it's not a competitor.
It's not a competitor.
So anyway, the concept is we share love in Putty Rock.
Yeah.
It's you are you.
We share love in a
hopeless place. So it's an inclusive playground, basically. So all children can have fun and, you know, chill at Putty Rock.
Yeah.
So that's in November.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, it's on the completely other spectrum.
Yeah. For those who don't have kids.
Oh,
you could have kids and still enjoy
this.
Yeah,
like me and Jim. Like me and Zab. Like, again, these
But if you don't like kids, because kids are not allowed here.
Mm-mm.
Kids are not allowed in this one. We don't share love in this place, chocolate.
We do.
I'm kidding.
It's a love for cocktails. So we're opening.
I'm so happy you said tails.
We're opening a speakeasy. It's called Big Fuzz.
Mm-hmm.
No, I know the fact that it's a speakeasy.
I don't think speakeasy. It's a hidden place.
The cool thing, pala, the cool thing that I learned is speakeasies, pala, started during the Prohibition era.
Yeah, so it's hidden, right?
Yeah, because there was a time that alcohol was banned. Yeah. So anyway. Anyway, we'll share more details about that in the future. Anyway, so yun.
Speakeasy siya. So, kailangan may passwords. Eh. Kakatok kang tatlong beses. Tapos, magchichant ka.
Nakalinya-linya shirt ka.
Pod kid. Tapos, limang beses na isa pang katok. Tapos, with your foot, just like, knock 4 times. And then, yeah, pagbukas mo, andun si Kyle Quismundo. Tsaka si Manny Tanglaw. Labo. Just kidding. There's no password, but stay tuned.
May zip line sa loob ng bar.
Pag zip line mo, diretso kang Putty Rock Center.
Bawal lasing
mag zip line.
Ginato guys ha, please, yung sequence of events and yung itinerary nyo ha, Putty Rock muna and then mag Big Fuzz ha.
Hindi okay? Pwedeng other way around.
No other way, not the other way around, okay?
Oh, hindi ata talaga pwede kasi of the time when it's open. Diba? Ayun.
Anyway, so before we go into the sprakataki.
Gusto ko lang rin mag-thank you sa PodKids. Mm. Kasi itong lahat ng mga ventures natin. Honestly, I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to you guys. Because the reason why we're able to do these things it's because of all your support and your belief in us, and parang nagkaroon din kami ng bilib sa sarili namin to, you know, go for it. And you know, wala lang, parang it's a two-way thing. When you send us your messages of love and appreciation, I just wanted to give it back to you guys. We appreciate you so much and we thank you for all your support.
Very true.
Ayan. Okay, it's Prakatak.
Podkids. Prakatak. Kayo ang tunay na influencers.
Kayo ang indirect ng influencers. Maraming salamat, guys. Back to you, Jim.
Some sprackies before we go into the main spracky.
Ano, meron to ba?
Yeah, just mababaw lang.
Sige.
Number one, here's what I wrote down. Can guys, cooking guys on Instagram,
what?
Can they fucking stop twirling shit?
Spinning like a carrot?
Hindi, that's fine.
Okay.
Ako sa akin, okay lang yun. So guys, what I'm talking about is yung sa reels.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So IG reels, I'm sure if you're like me, maraming food stuff sa
reels. Mga top shot, ganun.
Top shot, great. Uh-huh. Good. Food, do whatever you want. I love yung carrot.
Kasi may mga binabato, cut, mga ganun.
Bato, tapos magiging mga bato yung carrot. Magiging piso yung carrot.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay
sa akin yun. What I do not accept, okay?
What?
Is guys, men,
okay,
twirling their cooking instruments every scene.
What do you mean? Like,
kasi ganito.
Like a drumstick?
Yes, like that. No, parang, yung parang pa-cool. Uh-huh. Parang walking casually to the... Gets mo? Parang casually walking to the kitchen counter like...
Wait, so kita sila?
Kita sila.
What's wrong with that?
Nee.
Feel like a cowboy.
I have to... I hope...
Okay.
I'm sure there are pod kids who are... Please share the story and please tag Sab dun sa...
No, please don't. I don't want to see that. I'm just saying, let them do them. But that's not in my algorithm.
You know why?
Stop.
Kasi it's like... Kasi gets ko naman yung parang, come with me. May ganun eh. Gets ko, it's part of the show.
Uh-huh.
Come on, let's go. I'm chill.
Yeah.
You know, let's go.
Yeah.
Kuha siya ng ladle, tapos parang, basta parang please stop twirling it.
Kasi, why?
Kasi, kaya ako naiinis. Kasi,
is it because you get a little turned on?
No. Because overkill.
Okay.
Kasi like, you can do it once.
Mm.
Like, you can do a cool twirl.
I get what you're saying.
It's every scene eh.
Can't you send it to me?
Kung kukunin yung plato, ito twirl. Kukunin yung...
Baka yun yung hook
kukunin
niya.
Kukunin yung pan, ito twirl. Hindi siya hook eh.
Yung air fryer, twirl rin niya.
Okay.
Sana bumagsak sa paa niya.
Kaya nga please, pod kids, tag Sab.
Speaking of, have you seen that cook who tries to turn on people? As he's cooking, hindi ko maalala yung username niya, but I've seen his account and he's got like millions of followers. It's a guy who, as in, parang siyang erotic cooking stuff, like he licks his hand and it's like, it goes a little overboard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Wag.
If I find it.
Corny.
I'm sure
naman.
Pod kids know what I'm talking about. Like, it's like, it's intense.
Corny?
Hindi. Maganda yung shots. Pero, minsan, it's like, a little, whoa. Like, I feel like I'm not supposed to see this.
Siguro if, like, let's say, Billy Corgan does that.
Ew!
ano to?
Meron akong isa pang sprack. Mabilis lang. Ito ngayon lang. I was on the phone. Should I say this?
No.
I was on the phone trying to
with
book
with a diagnostics lab.
Trying to book a lab test for Jim. I don't know why I called. Niya mapaghintay to download an app or whatever. So I called. And then wala lang, parang ang okay, I get it. Fine. It's a siguro kasi it's a holiday today and she's working. I get it. I gotta get it. But I was just asking if they had these tests. And then sobrang ingay nung background niya.
I was, parang, FYI, just to further support Sab's kwento. I was in the bathroom.
So naka-speakerphone ako.
Naka-speakerphone si Sab. Tapos ako, wow, grabe yung multitasking ni Sab. She's on the treadmill. she's talking to someone on the phone and she's listening to, she's watching Love Island. Kasi sobrang lakas ng boses ng mga babae and lalaki.
Tatawanan, di ba?
Tatawanan. Oh my God! Nung ganun. So, like, oh, wow. How can she pass? She is stop doing like muting the phone and then playing the Love Island.
That's something I would normally do because I do that. But this time, it wasn't the gym told me. He saw my face. Sabi niya, okay lang. Tapos yung itsura ko talagang, sabi ko, okay lang. Medyo nakainis, nahihinit. Umiinit lang yung ulo ko dito sa kausap ko. Nakamute ako nun na. Tapos parang, tapos siya pa yung nagko-complain sa akin na, ma'am, medyo choppy yung line. Tapos hindi kami magkarinigan. Tapos sabi ko parang, eh, ang ingay sa likod mo eh. Parang pwede sabihin mo sa mga nagpa-party dyan sa likod mo. Parang alam kong holiday, pero...
And it's a diagnostic stuff. Like, guys,
this so sobrang, I know, but it wasn't, okay, obviously it wasn't the party. But I think...
It was a party, sabi the way... I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Hindi siya...
Katawanan, di ba?
Oo, parang konti na lang, parang, tara na, mag-sex na tayo!
Oo eh. Oo eh. Pero ayun, tsaka na-ano lang ako dun sa vibes ni girl na parang...
Guys, nasa na yung condo!
Jim, stop it! So imagine mo may ganun sa background. Tapos siya, itong isang test, ano siya, special siyang test. Kailangan siya by appointment. Parang naiinis talaga ako sa ganun. Kasi parang, okay, bakit? Like, baka, okay, baby.
So, lang. Wag, okay, wag
parang,
na lang.
Parang, okay, I literally said parang, okay, sige, let's schedule it. Like, you know, it's like an optimist talking to a super pessimist and, alam na.
Pero yeah, I don't think it was that. It was different, I swear.
I feeling ko, na-BV siya kasi ingay ng mga tao sa likod niya.
Hindi, na-BV siya kasi hindi na siya makasali dun sa party.
Oh, yun nga.
Yun nga yung nangyayari. And guys, this was like a 7 a.m. ha?
8 a.m., yeah.
Feeling ko baka parang night shift siguro.
Yeah, maybe.
Natuloy yung party.
I get it.
Pero weird lang, diagnostics ha? Bakit? At 24/7 ba yun?
Hindi. 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. sa today eh. Chinek ko yung ano. Shot! Everybody! Nasaan na yung IV? Iturok mo sa akin, bro!
Another one.
Pero okay lang. I mean, I
before the main one.
Just needed to let it out. I just don't know what I did wrong, you know? I didn't take it personally.
Ito. I cannot believe this is more of a sprack towards the self.
Okay.
This is a self-sprack.
Self-sprack?
Self-sprack. I cannot believe that we have a bistro card and we don't have an SM Advantage card.
Oo nga.
Kasi nakakatawa, of all the cards, ng mga hanash-hanash cards, bakit yung bistro card pa yung meron tayo? Kasi every time,
kasi magaling magbenta yung nasa...
Galing talaga nung isang taga nagbenta sa atin sa Las Flores.
Las Flores. Her name was Pepper.
As in like, she is sobrang binudol niya kami. Eh, we had a bottle of wine na.
Medyo, sobrang binudol niya kami. Sobrang galing niya.
Medyo amits na. And then, amits. Like, and then, nabudol kami. And now every time like, saan tayo kain? Saan yung may bistro card? Para masulit yung maling transaction.
Bakit?
Kasi naman masarap eh.
Meron, ano ka ba?
Ano?
Sarap naman. Ano? Don't say that. Sarap naman.
Ano?
Ano? Las Flores. Italianis? Okay naman.
Overpriced.
Pero hindi naman pangit yung lasa.
Well, I just can't believe it. Kasi every time we're in, like, may SM Advantage card kayo.
Hindi na yun, hindi na yun yung tanong, Jim. Get with the times. It's smack. Meron po kayong smack?
We!
SM Advantage card.
Puta.
Joke lang.
Akala ko totoo.
No, I think meron iba. I think I've heard someone say smack.
Astig yun.
Astig, di ba? Meron po kayong smack? Ito.
Ang ganda ng smack.
Smack attack.
Ang ganda.
SM Advantage card.
Sir, may smack.
I have a... Sir, meron na po kayong smack? Meron. I know I have an SM Advantage card. I just don't know where it is.
That's one thing. Ako, in fairness, namin sa linya-linya, we're not as big as these companies. Ah, pero companies, please stop requiring people to give fucking physical cards.
Meron kayong online card?
Meron kami. Well, that no. That's why we stopped that thing.
So wala na kayong card.
No, wait. Quest to clarify. We've been struggling because we want to give. Ay, meron kaming VIP thing ngayon.
Mm.
It's online.
Okay.
But anyway, we've been struggling kasi we wanted to give guy yung loyalty cards. Pero we do realize na parang
yung physical
guys,
thing.
Guys, ang dami ng mga card. You know, yung universal ID na hindi gumagana. Ang dami na nating shit.
Mm.
SSS na hindi valid ID. You know, so you have to bring around all that shit and then, you know. Tapos, kuwari, in fairness, yung isang kinasprakan ko before lagi was healthy options.
Ayan.
Laging pagdating dun, do you have your card? Go, wala. So like, tas yung isa pa yung, do you have the voucher, the printed voucher of your previous transaction?
Healthy options.
So, like, dude, hindi ko dala yung receipts ko.
Pero they have, I don't know, digital. They have an app now.
Yeah. Pero you still need a physical receipt to claim.
For the voucher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that. Parang
you do it on the app, man.
Yeah, but bring parang grabe ka naman. Dalhin mo kung gusto mo ng voucher. Kung ayaw mo, edi walain mo. Oh.
Hindi ganun yung point ko. Ang point ko is may pera kayo, men.
Bakit? That's the game, Jim.
No, no.
Well, isang ano, shout out rin ako sa Robinson's Go Rewards. At least sila may app rin sila.
Mayroon?
Yeah, pag nag-shopping ako.
Ako meron akong card.
Okay.
In fairness rin, nakakatawa, none of this is... We'd like to thank all our sponsors for this pod.
All our non-sponsors. SM...
Shell card, steady.
May ganun?
Shell app.
App, may ganun?
Yeah, like mga labo, bigla mo may free Gatorade, ganun.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, now we go into the major sprack.
Yeah, I can't believe walang... Are you sure walang app yung Smack?
Meron yan. Para
imposibleng wala.
Pero astig talaga yung Smack.
Alam mo kung ano nakakainis
though.
That's
so cool.
I will put them on blast. Adidas, they have an app. Diba? So I bought before. Pina-download sa akin yung app to get a thing, parang discount. That was in, I think, Uptown in BGC. So dinownload ko, blah, blah, blah. I went to the mall last week. Shang. Went to Adidas. And then sabi ko, I have the app pa. Ay, ma'am, per branch po yan. Hindi po yan accepted dito. Ako, what the F? Hindi ba ang daya nun? It was an actual Adidas store. Hindi ba ang daya nun?
Ang daya nun.
Ang daya. So wala akong nakuwang points for my purchase.
Ay,
isn't
labo.
That unfair?
That's like saying na may Smack ka pero...
Bawa sa SM Aura.
Oh.
Daya.
Labo.
That was like, that is not okay. But if, of course, I didn't make it. I was just like, oh, okay.
Okay, so ito na.
So in my head, oh, okay, I put you on blast on my podcast.
German thieves.
Yeah. I think they were like Nazis. No, I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, I can't say stuff like that. No, may ganong rumor, right? But I don't know. It's a rumor. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, they do have Yeezys, so. Anywho.
Okay, so ito yung nangyari. If you don't know, kumalat na video of this cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclist.
Bicycle person.
Yeah.
Bike cyclist.
Dude. Bike dude was steady, going straight.
Mm.
And then kinat siya ng kotse.
Mm.
As in, kitang-kita. Like, talagang hindi tumitingin sa side mirror. Kasi boom, kumaliwa, munti ka na sila magkatamaan. And then this guy in a shirt jack.
Ayun pala yung shirt jack. I saw a picture
major
of it.
Major shirt jack. So this guy comes out and then he slaps the cyclist. And then the cyclist was just on the bike pa rin. And then siguro the cyclist was like, tangina naman, siguro something. But not even like, as in you could see the, ano tawag dito? Ano tawag dun?
Ano? Defensive
physical,
stance?
Physical, ano yun? Body
language.
Body.
He a baddie.
Your baddie is a lender. He was like parang.
The cyclist.
Yeah, he was just like, what the fuck? Ganun. And then this guy suddenly fucking pulls out a gun.
That's wild.
And then kinasa niya. Ganun. And then with the yabang yung, you know, all the bullies that you could imagine.
Yeah.
ganon. Grabe ang pag may nakikita kasi talaga akong ganito. Nat-trigger talaga ako because number one, I remember yung mga bullies sa Ateneo. Mm-hmm. Na ganun. Anong pare? Tangina. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung mga frat boys in college, yung mga, ano, tangina, saan yung sunduan?
Yeah.
And then third, my traumatic experience, di ba? With that mayor of Batangas or something.
Like, yeah.
Anyway, so kinasa niya. So kumalat yung video. Nakakatawa, pagkasa niya, yung the guy taking the video, umalis, tumakbo. Mm-hmm. Now, here are some non...
Can I get a... Sorry, because I didn't see the video. What was the reason for him cutting the cyclist and then just get... Because kung siya yung nang cut, did the cyclist like bang on the car for him to get down and get slapped? Not that he deserves that, no, but like, what was the reason?
Yeah, well, alam mo lang naman dito sa Pinas na medyo blurred lines. Pero obviously, it's clear naman na engots talaga tong driver, hindi marunong.
Pero was he the one driving?
He was the one driving. So ito, the guy whose name is Wilfredo Gonzalez.
And he had a small pin on his shirt jack.
Yes.
That's why people identified that he was in the police force.
Yes. So nalaman na his name is Wilfredo Gonzalez. He's a retired police cop being protected and being given positive PR by the PNP. Now ito yung statement niya. I don't know if you can take it.
Try me.
Your SPRAC can take it.
Try me. Okay. And wait, I'm sorry. Where did this happen? EDSA? Do you know? No.
No.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay. Ang pakiusap ko lang po sana. Kasi masyado na po tayong ano sa social media ngayon eh. Sana yung mga vloggers, sana magiging responsable sila.
Wait, this is the guy?
This is the guy. Hindi nila lang mga punot dulo. Marami kaagad magko-comment, nakita na nagkasa. Hindi naman nila nakita yung tunay na pangyayari. Yung umpisa na mula sa ganung lugar. Malayo. Mahirap po yun. Sana maging responsable po tayo, mga vlogger. Yun lang ho yung pakusap ko dun sa mga vlogger. Kuwawa naman yung mga anak ko. Mga kapamilya ko. Parang ang sama-sama akong tao. That is his official statement. And the funny thing
is... Did he explain?
No.
So, ano yung sinasabi niyang mystery?
And the funny thing is, alam mo sino yung gumawa nung press release?
Bato.
No. gumawa ng press release is...
He's got like bato vibes,
he had
right?
a press con with the PNP.
Yeah.
And here, if you want to hear his voice.
Sana yung mga vloggers, sana maging responsable sila. Hindi nila alam ang puno-puno. Marami kagad magko-comment. Nakita na ka. Sana hindi naman nila nakita yung tunay na...
Can you stop it? I can't take it.
So, and then, nakakatawa.
Why does he get a freaking press con?
Now,
what about the cyclist?
Now, si Attorney Raymond Fortun?
Fortun, oh.
He's the one who apparently, so this is what he's doing. A complaint with the LTO for the suspension of the driver's license of Gonzalez. A complaint with the firearms license office at Camp Crame. And then if he's still connected with the government in any manner, a complaint for conduct unbecoming of a public official. So now, he said, the attorney said, please pray for my family's safety. I will be dealing with people who have scared one vlogger and one cyclist. Your prayers will be my armor and I will not fear. Because apparently, nag-message na nga yung cyclist na, and I think, or the vlogger, parang, I'm sorry, I'm not sure. Pero, good evening, attorney, pasensya na po. Ayaw talaga pumayag ng family ko.
Na mag-press ng charges. Bakit yung vlogger?
Kasi, trinetend rin na, ano yun, yung video. Kasi syempre, they'll need the video for the, if sasampan ng kaso.
My goodness.
Welcome Rotonda, nangyari ito.
Grabe.
Ito ang official... Oh, ito yung official release ni Mayor Joy. Mayor Joy comeback.
Let's see kung ano?
Mayor Joy Belmonte, ang ating potential comeback queen. Marie. mariing kinokondena ng lokal na pamalahan ang...
Ano ba? Hindi mo naman mag-Tagalog ito po. Ano ba yan? Mariing kinokondena ng lokal na pamahalaan ang panunutok ng baril laban sa isang siklista na naganap sa may Welcome Rotonda, Quezon City. Inatasan na ni Mayor Joy Belmonte ang Quezon City Police District kasama ang QC Law and Order Cluster upang imbestigahan ang panunutok ng baril ng isang lalaki sa isang siklista. Sumuko na sa QCPD ang lalaki. Inaalam na rin kung may lisensya siya sa pagdala... At, well, so, I guess this was released before siya
the
na-name.
The press release, so...
Yeah, I can't think of a reason to justify pulling out a gun.
That's exactly, that's what everyone
There's
is saying.
There's no reason.
That's exactly what... And
it's one thing to like go ballistic, like, you know, like, you know, like shout or whatever. Mm. But the gun?
Yeah. And parang, ano na, parang nakakatawa na his justification is hindi alam ng mga tao nangyari. So what, man? So, it's against the law. What you did?
You kids not.
What you did was against the law. Sorry.
There's no reason.
It's not about... And nakakatawa talaga yung how... Grabe how backward yung kultura ng mga... ng justice system natin na... Yung mga vlogger na yan eh. Mm. Yung mga yan, na, sila yung nakakagulo eh. Mm. And apparently this guy pala, maraming nga mga sleuth na nag-upload na this guy is like a known, notorious like DDS and BBMer.
Mm.
And was like, if you Google his name, he was like in one of the incidents like of like a case, an ongoing case na problematic ng police behavior. So, I just...
That is wild.
And I think this is the most difficult part. I think ang hirap sa ganito talaga is like, for cops, it's such a, ano eh, parang... What was that movie we watched na pinakita nga nila yung... Ay, OTJ. OTJ. Mm-hmm. Basically, parang... What? Parang, it sucks. Pero like, what choice do they have? Diba? Parang you either join the culture or you don't.
Yeah.
So obviously they're gonna defend this guy kasi syempre they
parang ano parang there will be cops who have a good heart pero talagang if you try to go against the grain you'll get killed.
It's really Gotham nga
talaga. It's wild.
That's why kailangan nga talaga ng Jim Gordon. I swear that's the only thing.
Who would you cast as Jim Gordon?
Zobel?
Akala ko ba siya si Batman?
Kapatid ni Zobel.
Yeah.
Who would be a good Jim Gordon? Wait, for the reference, like, who is that cop who is willing to take the heat and try to fix it?
He's not a cop, pero
he
same
doesn't
vibes.
Have to be a cop,
Kiko Pangilinan.
Ah, yo! Right? Oh, like, shit. Kiko P.
He's not a cop, but like, I feel like...
Kiko P would be like, wala. Never ako nag-serve.
Bala ako siya, magtanim kayo. Basta wag bala ang itanim nyo.
Ganda. I could imagine Kiko P like saying like, I've never served, but I'm gonna fucking clean up
gonna,
this
I'm
shit.
I'm gonna clean up.
Diba?
I'm gonna clean up. Clean up. Clean up. Everybody, let's clean up.
Or, Mam L?
Wild yun.
Mam L? With a fucking shotgun?
That's wild.
I would love...
Attorney Lenny?
Attorney Lenny. Like, chik-chik, ano?
Ano? Sino mang gagali
sino,
dito?
Sino?
It's my Yossi.
Tara? Ano? Tara? Tariks?
Mag-aalaman na
carps?
Tayo.
Ano? Carps?
Sino maglalabas ng baril dito? Ano?
Ito, barilo, tas pag-baril rosas. Ako, Lenny, Ma'am Attorney Lenny, Kiko P, and...
Acute kung si Attorney Shell joke, no?
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Aww. Okay, anyway.
Sadness.
Yeah. So, this is wild. What can we do? What can the people do about this?
I don't know. And I don't want to...
Ako, nakaka for me, hindi ako makanood ng mga ganyang mga video.
Yeah.
May mga ganyang account 'di ba on Twitter like
puro
just mga CCTV of
puro,
stuff.
Puro,
I can't. Like yeah. it's too I won't be able to sleep. Ganun. Kasi nakaka Sobrang nakaka-stress siya sa, ano, hazed.
Hazed.
Well.
Anyway, what you can do is share this pod on Instagram. Tag us, please. We'd like to know your thoughts. Or go to bit.ly/podkidsafterparty. Bye, podkids.
Bye.